Let's welcome in our first guest, Mr. Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Tanner.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and I do enjoy that nice, cool, crisp air we have this morning.
Oh, it's perfect. It's a sign that maybe we're just getting a touch of fall. We're just getting a little. We're still a month and a week away from the official start of fall, so I suppose we'll take some summer while we have it.
Yes, in another 2 or 3 months, we'll probably relish this.
Yes, we'll be complaining about snow and or ice and just cold, brutal temperatures. Let's talk Lincoln County Commissioners. Had a meeting yesterday, a fairly lengthy one. You had quite a few public hearings. You had 11 items on the agenda, so it was a long one.
Yeah, it was a pretty lengthy agenda. We had quite a little bit of routine kind of business, but it was a long meeting. Partially because of some planning commission items that needed taken care of. Planning commission administrator Judy Clark had several items on there for us. A couple of them were public hearings involving applications by Tallgrass Energy for a conditional use permits in two locations south of town where they're going to put in new facilities.
Okay.
To support their ongoing pipeline operation. So we had to go through some of the requirements that we as overseers of the county roads on the one site in particular, there's going to be quite a little bit of truck traffic on a gravel road, and we needed to make sure that they were going to have pre-construction meetings with their road department. They were going to have the road returned back to its normal condition when they were finished, but also maintain it during the several months of construction. So that was some details we needed to work out and make sure that the folks at Tallgrass knew that they needed to make sure that the road was in good condition.
Fair enough. You also had a public hearing to consider a resolution for an amendment to zoning regulations regarding crypto mining and data centers.
Yeah, that's about all I know about it.
Those words caught me there at the end.
Well, they caught me too. I wouldn't be the person you would go to in this county to get an expert opinion on that. Although Judy Clark did fill us in on some of the requirements and needs for these kind of centers, if they should come into our county from the standpoint of the electrical use that they would demand and then the heat production from those machines.
Yeah.
And we just needed to get some language in the Planning Commission guidelines so that when those, if they come in, we would have some guidelines to work from.
Talking with Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners, who again had a meeting yesterday. I know you considered postponing a couple public hearings.
Yeah, we've had on our docket for a month or so now some public hearings to, again, go over some of the guidelines and such for solar energy operations and then also wind energy operations. Right. We had set those originally for back in July, and then we'd moved them to August 28th. But we've got some complications, and folks going to be touring some of these facilities. So we needed some time to gather information, get some on-site inspections done, and have a little better idea before we set up these recommendations on our public hearing. So we've moved that to Monday, October 2nd.
Okay.
We kind of need to get the budget season out of the way. We've got about 5 or 6 weeks of budget considerations that we need to go through, and that'll take some time, and we want to give these two projects, solar projects and then the wind energy projects, we want to give them the best opportunity for us to be as educated and informed as possible before we make those recommendations.
Another item on the agenda was one that's been on there for quite a while now, is getting bids for a multi-purpose building for Region 51 Emergency Management.
Yes, Brandon Meyer, our Emergency Management Director, has, for the last couple of years, we've been kicking around the idea of a larger environmentally controlled inside building for some of his equipment. And we put it out for bids a while back and didn't get any bidders, any qualified bids. So we put that up again. And fortunately, we did get three qualified bids yesterday. We have turned that information over to Brandon and the Building and Grounds Committee, which is Commissioners Wooler and Weems. They will review that information from those three bids and will take their recommendation up this coming Monday as far as whether we accept one of those bids or not.
Awesome. Okay. And it looks like you're maybe going to get for your new predator control department some four-wheelers, and you considered a firearms policy.
Yeah. As folks have followed our meetings, they realize that we discontinued our predator and wildlife contract with USDA. So we've kind of started up this new department, if you will. Commissioner Weems and I are in charge of that, and front and center in that department is the prairie dog control, or the management, I should say, program that we put in place. And we did hire a week ago Jerry Feist and Barry Johnson on a part-time basis that had worked in that program previously. They understand what's going on, what needs to be done, and can effectively do that. But they need some equipment, and we've got some startup equipment and these two four-wheelers that we approved for purchase yesterday. And then the baiters that go with them will be utilized pretty extensively for the prairie dog control, but then also for other activities that they will be taking part in as well, other pests and wildlife that are causing damage or harm to citizens of Lincoln County.
Awesome. There's a courthouse generator project down the road here. You guys getting a backup generator installed, and I know you're going to have to close the courthouse for that. Do you have a date for that?
Well, right, we did have a date, and that was going to be over the Labor Day weekend.
That's
where
right.
We could close it on Friday before Labor Day and then have the subcontractor work through that weekend. Problem is, some of the equipment isn't going to be available, so we had to go to Plan B. And over the November 10th, I believe that's a Friday, that would be Veterans Day would be celebrated there, and the courthouse would be closed anyway. So those are the dates that we will be installing that equipment. That is, if it arrives, and we got pretty good information that we should have the switches and all of that in on hand so that they could get that installed. The subcontractor and our building and grounds group will be working on some pre-installation work from the cables that come in, a concrete pad. That'll all kind of be done here in the not too distant future, but now our date is November 10, 11, and 12 over that weekend. So that will be good because then we won't have to close the courthouse to the public.
Well, yeah. It's already
closed. Because on Friday the 10th was going to be closed anyway. So hopefully all the pieces arrive that we need to have as far as equipment, and we can get this finally finished up. Unbeknownst to me, we didn't have a backup energy system for that courthouse. And with the money that was available through the American Rescue Plan Act, we had some money, federal money, that was available so that we could get that purchased. And then we'd have the ability to have backup power for the courthouse so that we weren't left in the lurch when we had a power shortage.
Awesome. Well, I'll plan that November 10th. It'll already be closed, but make sure you remind yourself about that as we get into November. Anything else from the meeting yesterday?
I tell you what, that pretty much sums it up, and we hope that all of the folks are able to keep tabs on some of the public hearings that we have going in the planned in the future, because the input that we get from the public, whether it's for or against, pro or con, it's really great to have all that information so that we can make the most judicious decisions as far as some of the things that are included in a lot of actions, but particularly the Planning Commission and some of those guidelines and setbacks.
Very good. And I'm sure budget takes front and center over the next couple of weeks.
Budget will be a big deal. The packet that we go through is several pages long, and as opposed to Commissioner Bruns, I have not read every page yet. No, just kidding. It's a monumental task, and we take it very seriously. We want to be as frugal with the county funds as possible, but we have to also maintain services for the citizens of Lincoln County, and those are some of the things that we have to balance. Make sure we get the budget right.
That's right. Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Well, appreciate your time as always. We'll see you next Tuesday, all right?
You bet. Thank you very much, Tanner, and enjoy the nice weather.
Yeah, stay cool later in the week.
I think I will do my best. Thanks.